It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Larry, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the two things. Number one, spring has actually begun. It might not have been until the mid-April. I think the first day of really spring was April 16, the way the weather was. We had a fascinating day at my house, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was clear. And 75 degrees, and lots of spring things were happening. However, the very next day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was 35. So yes, I still say, I think that's when spring began. And then we've had a spring week all week this week. It's hard to believe, but here we are, the last weekend of April. And yeah, we'll be getting into the wonderful month of May pretty soon. A few things to look at for April. It may not have felt like it all the time because we did have some warm days, a couple times of 70 or more. But the average temperature for the whole month up until now is just still a little bit lower than normal. The precipitation, which I think is interesting, I hope we get more rains in these next days. But the precipitation has kind of stalled, and we were getting above normal, and it kind of slowed down, and now we are somewhere near normal. Snowfall, of course, I don't expect any more, but we did get about a normal for the entire month of April. I have an interesting experience this day. I am standing outside looking around in every direction, and except for a few piles of snow that are nearly melted that are left from the snowplow, except for that, I don't see any snow anywhere. This is a really interesting time. It's the time I call wind spring. It's the time after the snow melts and before the leaves come out on the trees. The grasses are greening. All you have to do is look around and you'll see a lot of lawns that are greening. But the greening month of May is the leaves in the trees, and they haven't started yet. They will. They will probably within a week and a half, we'll start seeing leaves unfolding on the trees. Other things of note, we have reached 14 hours of daylight as of yesterday, and we are headed for the waxing quarter moon. The month of May is unique in that it will have two full moons early in the month and then again later in the month. And the migration continues. What a fascinating week for migration. We divide birds into four different groups. There are the raptors. There are water birds, there are gallinaceous birds, those are chicken-like birds, and there are songbirds. Well, the gallinaceous birds in our area aren't that abundant. There's things like grouse and turkeys and perhaps pheasant, and they're not migratory. But the other ones are all migratory. At the West Skyline, there is a count that's been going on from the 1st of March to count these different raptors, to identify them and how many there are. And it's really been interesting to see how the phases have been changing. Through the month of March, by far the most common was bald eagles. But as we get into April, that was taken over by red-tailed hawks and then turkey vultures, and more recently, by both the sharp-shin hawk and the broad-wing hawk. I was a little surprised to start to see broadwings. Broadwings, you've ever been to Hawk Ridge in September and seen the thousands of the hawks coming across on a single day? Those are broadwing hawks, and they fly in really big flocks called kettles. And they come by in September earlier than most of the raptors because they have a longer distance to go. They go all the way down to Central America. Well, because they go all the way down there, I'm a little surprised they started coming back when they did, and they are coming, and they will continue. We'll see a big flight of those. In addition, there are the water birds, they're often called waterfowl, and I've seen dozens of those. Various kinds of ducks. mallards and wood ducks maybe are the most common, but there's ringneck ducks, there's bufflehead, there's widgeon, there's blue-winged teal, green-winged teal. All of these have shown up, and they'll continue to show up. I had a great experience of seeing a pintail this week, which I don't usually see. And then there are the mergansers. There's both a common merganser and hooded merganser that have been showing up in nearby lakes. The loons have returned, and yes, that means on the ice has gone from the lake. We had ice gone here on April 21, and the loons had been back for about a week before that. Well, now they have a place to come down to. In addition to those mentioned, there's cormorants, and yes, the pelicans have returned. And if anybody wants to see them, I highly recommend going to a Chambers Grove. These are huge white birds. You can't miss them. Not only are they large, but they're also in big groups. It's not unusual to see about 100 of them there in a flock. They will not nest there, though pelicans do nest in northern Minnesota. They will not nest there. They're just resting and feeding. And they're in no particular hurry to move on. And so I highly recommend going out and taking a look. And I think they've gotten used to seeing people because they seem pretty content in just staying there. And that's the pelicans. There, when I was there, I also saw some cormorants with them. They have plenty of trumpeter swans still around. And, of course, the Canada geese. In addition to that, great blue heron, sandhill cranes, kingfishers, types of sandpipers such as yellowlegs also showing up. The songbirds have been also interesting. Robins, red-winged blackbirds, other type of blackbirds, grackles, have been around for quite a while. And then we're getting a few of different ones. Yesterday, I saw a pair of eastern bluebirds, which is always a neat bird to see. And the tree swallows showed up. Tree swallows and phoebe. Phoebe is a type of flycatcher. Those are birds that feed on insects, and they caught them as early as they can. Now, there's not a lot of insects around yet, but what they're most likely doing is coming early so they can establish a place to nest and a territory. Yes, they're still going to have to eat insects. So what do they do when it gets chilly like it was on the 17th, I went to the St. Louis River looking for pelicans on that day. And yeah, I saw them, but I also saw these tree swallows, and it was chilly. And they were out feeding. They're eating insects. Where were they finding insects? They were flying back and forth right across the top of the water because water cools slower than air. And there was still activity of insects coming out of the water. They adapted very well to that chilly day and found a place to feed. In addition to that, the juncos, which have been showing up a lot in recent weeks, a little gray-black bird, a type of sparrow that's off on roadsides, they're still around, and they're mixing with other types of sparrows. This week, I saw not only the juncos, but tree sparrows, song sparrows, white-throated sparrows, and swamp sparrows all along the road. And some of them even come to the bird feeders. The woodpeckers have been really noticeable, of two types. We have two that migrate and come here every spring, one being the yellow-bellied sapsucker, and yes, it does go to trees and take out sap, and the other one being the flicker. The sapsuckers are interesting because not only do they go to the trees for sap, but they also pound away with their bill for territorial markings. They have a tendency to find things that are metal and bang away with it with their bill to make a very loud noise. I've been noticing that in the yard regularly lately. In addition to that, there is also the first thrush of the season, hermit thrush. Yellow rump warbler, the first warbler of the season. That's the only warbler I have seen so far. Though there have been reports of a couple other types of warblers, and they will soon start coming. You'll be hearing me repeating that a lot in coming weeks, because I think it's just a magnificent thing that we have 26 species of warblers that can show up here in the springtime, in the month of May, all of them. In addition to that, the first butterflies have started to show up. I saw the morning cloak butterfly and the first frogs. The frogs started to call here last several days. There is a trio of frogs that go to these early ponds, these melted ponds, and they start calling for mates for reproduction. And they are the wood frog, the chorus frog, and the spring peeper. I've been hearing both wood frog and chorus frog lately from the ponds. I have not yet heard spring peeper, and they live up to their name. They make a peeping kind of noise, but I'm sure it's going to be out there any day now. A lot of times spring rains bring them out more than others. And then in addition to that, number four, in a couple of days, we're going to start hearing from the leopard frogs, which are more in the swamps. So those things are going on. Don't forget to take a look at the trees. The trees now, if you drive around and see these aspen trees, and they look like they got long things hanging from the branches, almost looking like caterpillars, those are the catkins. And the catkins are, with the male catkins, they have a lot of pollen in them, and the pollen will drift from there. We don't often even notice the catkins until they start, after they finish producing the pollen, they'll start falling off the trees. And then we might notice them as they pile up on our yard or on our cars or so forth. Same thing with willow trees, alder. They're all having big catkins. I always think of April as being the month of catkins. In addition to that, there's the hazel that also has a catkin. The silver maples started blooming a couple of weeks ago. Well, they're now giving way to their cousin, the red maples, that are starting to bloom. I noticed it just in the last couple of days. We are soon going to see some leaves starting to show up on the trees, but not yet. During a walk one day this week at Jay Cook State Park, I found the first spring wildflower in bloom. And yes, it was hepatica. Always the first one. April 20th is when I saw it. Soon there'll be a few more. Be on the lookout for spring beauties and bloom. Anyway, welcome to the last weekend of April, and we'll see what wonderful things we have to notice. Keep your eyes open. My gosh, your things happen all the time. Okay, take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.